has to go through the Ulster Council, then it must come to the Ard Coruilleagh, where of course it has to compete with two other applications, one from Ennis and one from Sligo. But the reason that most of us would welcome an application is the fact that we had always hoped that we could give consideration to the FLA crossing the border, which it hasn't done in the past. We looked at the work that has been done by the people in the north in promoting our cultural traditions, and we would see this as a thank you to them.
There will have been Derry involvement when the FLA has been in this part of the northwest, and no doubt that will stand them in good stead.
Very much so, and in fact we have very happy memories of both Letterkenny and Buncrana, because each venue puts its own stamp on it. And we would have seen in Buncrana and Letterkenny that when you go into a region, the richness of their heritage tends to come central stage. Like in Donegal, I would think fiddle playing would have been very much one of the strong points of traditional music there, and that would have been highlighted.
In terms of the mechanics of the Derry bid, we understand the Ulster Council will now consider that bid next weekend, assuming they ratify it, which it's hoped they will. When does it then come before the national body for a final decision?
On the following Saturday, the 28th, Ulster have already scheduled their meeting for next Sunday, and we have scheduled our meeting as well for the following Saturday. The Bun Costa, the standing committee, will have visited the three venues already to assess their capability and also the infrastructure, and that report has been brought back to the Ard Coruilleagh.